Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickison. Joining us, as he does at this time every week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, did you have a good 4th of July?
I did. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited about this week's show. But first, let's clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase San Diego chicken. Rearrange the letters to spell a three-word phrase, 4 letters, 6 letters, 5 letters, that might be the title of a help wanted ad in a lodge at a mountain resort. What is the phrase?
The phrase is need skiing coach.
All right, Ian, this week we return to one of our special categories. One, the other, both, or neither. As a refresher, I will name a person, a place, or a thing, and then I'll give you 2 descriptions. And you decide if one, the other, both, or neither of the descriptions applies to that person, place, or thing.
Oh boy. Okay.
The state of Alaska. The longest coastline of the 50 states. The largest area of the 50 states. Both. Or neither?
I will say both.
And you are correct. It is both. And there are actually 2 methods for calculating coastline length by the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. One includes apparently tidal inlets, and the other does not. But Alaska is first either way. So there you go.
Congratulations, Alaska.
Actress Katharine Hepburn. The most nominations for the Oscar for Best Actress. The most wins for Best Actress, both, or neither?
Meryl Streep is nagging at me, but I'm going to say both.
Nope.
So it's neither?
Nope.
Oh, boy. So she has the most wins, but not the most nominations?
That is correct. She has the most wins, but not the most nominations. As of this recording date, Ms. Hepburn is 4 for 12, and Meryl Streep is 2 for 17.
So I don't think Hepburn will be adding to her total, so it's up to Meryl.
The city of Beijing has hosted the Summer Olympics, has hosted the Winter Olympics, both, or neither?
Is this a trick question? Because I know that the Olympics are spending a ton of time in Asia, but I think Beijing is the next Winter Olympics. It's just the summer.
That is correct. The verb tense is the key here. Has hosted the Summer Olympics, but you are correct. In 2022, it is scheduled to host the Winter Olympics, and when it does that, it will be the first city to host both games. The chemical element mercury, the only element on the periodic table that is a liquid at room temperature, has a chemical symbol that contains no letters in its name, both, or neither?
All right. I'm going to go out on a limb and say both.
Nope.
The symbol is HG.
Yep.
So it's one.
That is correct. The other liquid on the periodic table is bromine. And finally, the word question is a palindrome, is a pangram, both, or neither?
I'm going to say neither. It's definitely not a palindrome, and
share with the class.
Because it's not the same forwards and backwards.
That's right. And why is it not a pangram?
I don't know this for sure, but pan means all, and it doesn't have all of anything.
That's right. Pangram is a word for something that contains all the letters of the alphabet.
Yeah, well, it definitely doesn't have 26 letters.
It definitely does not have those. One of the most famous pangrams is the typewriter test, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. That's a pangram. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for some extra credit, which Mike has miraculously written, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase, made a decision. Rearrange the letters to spell a 4-letter word and a 2-word phrase, 5 letters, 4 letters, that both name something you learn about in biology class. What are the things?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.